Then shalt thou understand the fear of Jehovah and find the knowledge of God. Now let me come back and look at this for a moment. We're talking now about something that is not devotional reading. Now many of you know that I do not go along for devotional reading because I know folk and families that have been at this for years and they're as ignorant of the Bible as a goat grazing grass on the hillside. Why? Because that's not the way you learn the Word of God. The way you learn the Word of God is not to get in some pious frame of mind, read very piously a few verses of Scripture. This is the way you get at it. You lay it up. You incline your ear. You apply your heart. You cry after it. You lift up your voice. You seek it as silver. You search it like it's hidden treasure. Then when you start like that, you're going to learn something. You're going to understand what the fear of Jehovah is, and you're going to find out the knowledge of God. I get a little provoked. I used to teach Bible in the institute when we had an institute here in Southern California, and I had several hundred students in there. It's always amusing to me, some very pious ones, the day before exam, they really were pious. Then on the morning of the exam, they would come up and say, "Dr. McGee, we're not prepared to take the exam today. We had a prayer meeting last night." And I would always ask them, "What'd you pray about?" Well, they prayed for China or for Africa or some far-off place. I said, "You know, for you, the most important thing in the world last night was not to pray." Oh, they looked at me in amazement. "You mean not to pray?" I said, "Right. There's a time to study." And I gave them always this second chapter of Proverbs. I says, "There's nothing in there about praying, but there's a whole lot about digging it out, about searching for it, about crying for it, all of that, to learn the Word of God." And I said, "That's why you are here, is to learn the Word of God." And I said, "You get back there and take that examination. You're not going to give me that kind of an excuse." And you know, they always failed. They never passed it like that. And then there were others that thought that you did this in a very pious way. I think they'd been brought up on devotional reading. And they would, as it were, read a few verses and then put the Bible under their pillow. And I used to tell them, "You can't learn the kings of Israel and Judah by sticking your Bible under your pillow and expecting it during the night that that knowledge will come up through the duck feathers into your brain. You don't get it that way." I remember a fellow in class was talking about a pretty hard test that we had coming up in seminary. And it was on theology. And it was on a certain book. And it was a pretty boring book. As far as I'm concerned, it certainly wasn't like a mystery story. And one of the boys was complaining. He says, "Doctor, this is the driest book I've ever read." And the professor said, "Well, then dampen it with a little sweat of your brow. That will liven it up." And that is the thing that God says, that there's no hocus-pocus way of learning the Word of God. There's no pious way of learning it. There is no substitute for just digging it out. And you really don't have to have an IQ. Why?